Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and on the line we have got the author of Good Eggs, her debut novel, Rebecca Hardiman. Hiya, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I didn't expect you to be American. I don't know why, but you are.
I am.
Yeah. How did you come to write a book that is set in Dalkey and Dunleary?
So my family's all Irish and my mom's Irish. I've always sort of had one foot in each world. And I did end up going to boarding school there for a little bit. I did my leaving there. And I've just kind of grew up traveling back and forth. So even though I'm American and was raised here, you know, my mom was a single mom raising us in Ohio and, you know, was very pro-Irish. And, you know, so we had like a steady diet of Irish all through growing up. So I always kind of felt half Irish, half American.
Yeah, well, it's kind of no getting away from it. Where is your mom from?
My mom's from Sutton.
Ah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So Dublin. And where did you go to boarding school?
I went to a small school in the South Side. And actually, my brother also got sent to boarding school for a couple of years and he got sent to the country. But so, yeah, mine was just for 2 years. So, but it was a really great experience. I mean, it was, you know, I just got sort of thrown over there and didn't know that much about, you know, life in Dublin, but I learned quickly and I made great friends and still have them as friends now. So,
and boarding school, I know we're kind of going off topic here, but what is boarding school like? Some people think it'll be like Harry Potter, and then other people think, oh my God, I'll threaten the kids that I'm going to send them to boarding school if they're out of line and they'll pull up their socks. Because I know that was threatened on us a couple of times. How did you find it? Did you love it, or was it kind of a bit like you missed home?
I wouldn't say I loved it. I definitely did not want to go. And I don't think I spoke to my mother that whole summer before I went, actually. But I've gotten over it now. Now I'm really glad I went. But at the time, it was more of the culture clash that was kind of a shock. And it was, you know, it was actually a pretty liberal school. But from, you know, being in the States, it was much more strict than I was used to. But, you know, you also sort of bond with, you know, the girls a lot because, you know, you're there all the time. So looking back, I think it was a really great experience, you know, very eye opening. And also the school, the academic part of it was tough, you know, and good. Like it was a lot harder than what I had been used to, which I liked. So, all in all, I'd say it was good.
They say that school in Ireland is much tougher than school in America. Would you agree?
I think so. It's such a good education there. I still remember stuff I studied for my leaving, even to this day. They really hammer it into you. You know, it's a different atmosphere. You know, it's stricter. The teachers, you know, I remember in the classes, you'd stand up when the teachers came in and, you know, there weren't people heckling and calling out. Now, I'm not saying it's like, you know, wild here, but it is a different level. There's a different kind of respect. At least back then there was. It's different.
I think these American movies give us all this kind of image of high school in the States and everybody's dating and everyone's just partying and nobody's actually doing any study. So that's probably where we get that from. And then when you did your leaving cert, did you do Irish?
I didn't. I was exempt and everybody was very jealous because I didn't have, that was the one thing everybody was always moaning about, but I didn't have to do that. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So that explains, I guess, the connection to Dalkey and Dunleary. So tell me about your book then.
So the book is really about, it's about kind of a quirky family, but the real star of the book is the grandmother, whose name is Millie, and she's kind of a character. And it sort of follows three generations of this family, a grandmother, the stepson, and then the stepson's daughter. So they all sort of are at a crossroads of their lives. But it's funny. It's very light. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
Supposed to be comedic.
Good.
And they all have a little adventure. It's kind of an irreverent romp is how I would describe it.
Ah, okay. And what made you write this? Because it is your debut novel, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Sort of the germ of the idea kind of actually was from years and years ago when I was in grade school here in the States, and we had to do community service at my school. So
you're criminal.
No, hopefully to avoid the criminality.
Okay.
So we went to a nursing home and we went to see, just to visit the elderly people there. And we came upon this woman, her name was Dorothy. She was very funny, very hard-boiled, you know, was always sort of singing dirty songs. And she, you know, would ask us to smuggle cans of beer in to the nursing home, which my friend did do. And I always sort of remembered her because she wasn't sort of behaving how you would expect an older person to behave. And she was very funny. And she kind of like got into my head and I just never forgot her. And so that was sort of the germ, just this idea of an older person who's not just giving in. She's, you know, still very vivacious. And then sort of the second part of the idea came when I was reading a newspaper. This was in college years later. And there was a story about these two older ladies who broke out of a nursing home. And
that would be me. I'm telling you now, that would be me.
Yeah. So anyway, it was just very funny. They ended up going to Burger King of all places. I mean, not even any like lofty, you know, plan. They just left and went to get burgers. But I always thought that was really funny. I just liked the kind of dark humor of that. So then anyway, the rest of it sort of evolved and morphed, you know, as I wrote.
Do you know what? I absolutely love elderly people because they have this way of insulting you while giving you a compliment. Do you know what I mean? I remember this, an old neighbour saying to me, wait till you hear this one. She turned around to me, I say it was about maybe 21 at the time. And she said to me, she knew me for years and said to me, I was the ugly duckling who turned into the swan. So that was like a compliment, but it was actually an insult.
Yeah, that's pretty, that's kind of a harsh compliment. Thanks a lot.
It kind of left me stunned. I didn't know how to take it, but yeah, they kind of get away with it, don't they, elderly people? How do they do that?
You know, they kind of do. They sort of have earned the right to say whatever the hell they want. You're absolutely right, which is why they're so funny, because they're sort of like they're liberated. It's like, you know what, you know, they don't care what people think about them so much.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a great way to be.
Yeah. And even just getting on a bus. I mean, nobody minds if an elderly person gets on the bus ahead of you. You'll give up your seat, all that kind of thing. But you know, when they blatantly skip the queue and they don't even care, they don't even say, so, excuse me, can I go in? No, they just push their way through.
Fair enough.
So listen, the book is available in Ireland, but the bookshops still at the moment in Ireland are closed. But I guess you can get it online.
You can get it online, yeah. And I'm hoping it opens up. I know it's still quite like lockdown over there, right? It's still pretty bad.
Well, the biggest complaint that I have is can't get my hair done.
Well, that's a legitimate concern.
And men don't understand this. They kind of think, what? What's the big deal? It's about going to get your hair done, not just because of the way your hair turns out, but because you get to chat and have your coffee and have your therapy from your hairstylist.
That's so true.
Well, listen, I wish you the best of luck. The book is called Good Eggs, Rebecca Hardiman. Keep an eye out for that. And remember, she's Irish, so we need to support her as well. Thanks so much for the chat today.
I enjoyed every second. Thank you so much.
Great. Thanks a million. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.